This podcast is brought to you by Mold Solutions and Inspections. You can find us online at biowashing.com. In this episode, we will be discussing required restoration equipment, part 2, containment. Continuing our discussion on required restoration equipment, in this post, we'll focus on the containment. Prior to any project beginning, a remediation contractor must construct a containment barrier between the infected area and the other areas which aren't infected. Failure to do so will result in the possibility of cross-contamination and spore exposure. Containment of the work area is not as simple as just installing plastic barriers, but also the air machines needed to control airborne spores. An air scrubber is a machine designed to remove particles, gases, or chemicals from the air within a given area. Negative air machines are basically the same but use a duct to filter the collected air to the exterior of the property. Intense, continuous sources of contamination require air volume to be cleaned 5 to 6 times per hour. Thus, the use of a commercial-grade air machine is needed, since home models will never exchange the air at such a rate. Air machines are also equipped with HEPA filters and carbon filters, which will remove airborne particles and chemicals. It is vital for a remediation contractor to have the proper amount of air machines needed to ensure all airborne particles and chemicals are removed during the project. These machines work on square feet, so each unit is different depending on size, and on most projects, multiple units are needed. Plastic barriers are then next. Sealing off the contaminated section of the property from the clean portion is one of the most important steps in the remediation process. This will ensure not only that the clean portion will be free from contamination, but will also assist in odors from mold cleaning chemicals from being spread throughout the home. Each job we take on usually takes a couple to several hours just to construct the proper containment area, even before any work has begun. Ensuring that our containment area is properly constructed while also being free from any leaks is absolutely vital. The use of 6 mm polyethylene is also important because 4 mm poly is too thin and easily punctured. If your contractor does not build a proper containment or doesn't know anything about it, then you know that their remediation work is most likely not any better. There are also many other things needed to be done, such as covering all vents, as not to allow any spores into the ventilation system. Not hiring the right remediation contractor could cost you thousands of dollars in the long run by having to do the project again, because improper containment will result in cross-contamination and exposure on the other areas of the property. Thanks for joining us. This concludes part 2 of our session on required restoration equipment. You can sign up for our podcast on iTunes or click the link on our website at biowashing.com.